Live from the Fortress of Freedom at the center of Forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Friday, April 12, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the biggest takedown yet in the whole Bob Mueller Russian investigation, and it is a White House insider, just not this White House. Greg Craig, former White House counsel for Barack Obama, indicted by a grand jury for a pile of felonies related to activities with Ukraine. Funny how that country keeps coming up. Two, a new super caravan forming in Central America and will soon be on the road to the U.S. border. Jay Johnson, DHS director for Barack Obama, is now sounding the alarm on the rising crisis. And number one, is he a hero journalist exposing deep lies in the U.S. government? Or is Julian Assange a rogue criminal with the blood of Americans and allies on his hands for publishing sources and methods of the military? Now, that depends on who you ask, and it is a complicated answer, to say the least. Welcome to it on a Friday. Good to have you here. Of course, Julian Assange taken into custody in the UK yesterday. He had been held up in the Ecuador embassy for almost 7 years. But then we learn here that Ecuador has just picked up a whole pile of money. This is a little bit of an aside here. I mentioned this a few minutes ago, but this is a story coming out of Quito. That is, of course, the capital of Ecuador. You knew that, of course, Quito. And published by Reuters just a few minutes ago. And how this comes up is Ecuador inking big deals, billions of dollars, from the International Monetary Fund and other sources, totaling more than $10 billion. And then Julian Assange is let out the door and arrested by the British. Now, there could be a connection. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But as you look at it, Julian Assange is considered a hero by many, who say he was doing the right thing by exposing deep, dark secrets of the American military, exposing lies of the deep state and the globalists. And so he is a hero who should be celebrated. Others, however, say that Julian Assange worked in concert with Bradley Manning. You know him as Chelsea Manning now. And that they have blood on their hands because they exposed real people to real dangerous people when they tore the cover off. And some would say that Julian Assange worked with Manning to secure the passwords to break into government computers, U.S. government computers. Now, Manning served 7 years in prison. He is a criminal. He was supposed to serve 27 years, but the rest of his sentence was commuted by then-President Barack Obama. And now Assange could be headed to the United States. There's going to be a battle over extradition. I can guarantee you that right now. He is going to sit for about 3 weeks in the can in Britain before he is brought out. Now, again, it depends on who you ask as to whether or not this guy is a good guy or a bad guy. I want to play this bit of sound for you. It's the take for many that they believe that he compromised real people, put their lives in danger. Congressman Michael Waltz, appearing yesterday on Neil Cavuto's program on Fox, said this about it. It's Bite 7. Go.
Neil, let me be clear. Julian Assange, Bradley Manning, and then related but separate Edward Snowden, they have blood on their hands. And I hope the Justice Department throws the book at them. I am looking forward to seeing them extradited back to the United States. And let's just talk for a second about what they did. They took all of our operational files. As a Green Beret in Afghanistan, we were conducting operations night after night after night against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, later on ISIS. They took all of our operational files, and particularly the sources, the local Afghans that were working with us. They did this in Iraq as well, and put them all over the internet. We know that Al-Qaeda had a specific intelligence unit scouring through WikiLeaks and using that information to then target not only American soldiers, but the local Afghans, the local Iraqis, and any other source that we use helping us in the war on terror. So they have blood on their hands, and I hope to see them go to jail for a long time.
Based on what we've seen so far, Julian Assange would only face about 5 years in prison if he gets extradited, if he's convicted here in the United States. More charges likely to follow, but keep that in mind. Speaking of charges being filed, this is the really big takedown of the Bob Mueller investigation. Finally happens now that the Bob Mueller investigation is concluded. But one of the peripheral results of that, collateral damage, if you will, comes under the heading of Greg Craig, the former White House counsel for Barack Obama, also a guy who was instrumental in defending Bill Clinton from impeachment charges during the Clinton administration. Greg Craig being charged after a grand jury sat down for his work of Russian-backed former president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych. Craig is the first prominent Democrat to be indicted in a case arising from Mueller's now complete probe. Craig says he is innocent. Of course he does. But it also goes back to the work of Paul Manafort in Ukraine that got him convicted for his lobbying work. So Greg Craig now involved here. The question is, why does Ukraine keep coming up? Because there's also information that the Ukraine had a lot of contact with the Clinton administration. Excuse me, the Clinton campaign. Ukrainian law enforcement officials believe they have evidence of wrongdoing by American Democrats and their allies in Kiev, ranging from 2016 election interference to obstructing criminal probes. But they say they've been stopped in trying to get the Trump Justice Department to do something about it. The deputy head of the Prosecutor General's International Legal Cooperation Department says that other senior law enforcement officials tried unsuccessfully since 2018 to get visas from U.S. embassies in Kiev to deliver their evidence to Washington. So what's going on? I don't know. But it's interesting that the Ukraine keeps popping up on the radar. Connected to Hillary Clinton, connected to Paul Manafort, connected now to Greg Craig. There are connections between the U.S. and backdoor deals and behind-the-curtain deals going on. Greg Craig now charged after a grand jury convened, and he is charged with a number of crimes, and those could expand as well. All right, as we head toward the election in 2020, right now the odds-on favorite would have to be Donald Trump for re-election as you look at the field. But a shocking report out of Iowa. Now, the three leaders now, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg. How do you say that? Mayor Pete of South Bend. Pete Buttigieg, I believe is how you say it. He would be the first openly gay candidate. He'd be the first openly gay president, of course, who praises his husband for making him who he is. Anyhow, he's coming in ahead, better numbers than a whole host of far better known candidates like Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. Where's Beto? I mean, Beto has just gone from stud to dud. Overnight, he gone from stud to a dud. Let's see here. Buttigieg, supported by 9% of likely voters. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, both get 7 points. Beto gets 6. And then there's the rest of them. Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand. All of those folks are running 5% or less. It's a Monmouth University poll between April 4th and 9th. 350 people. It's not a big poll, but it is interesting to note that Mayor Pete also has inched up in New Hampshire, where he's been talking to people, 37 years old. I don't believe the United States of America is going to give a promotion to a 37-year-old guy, don't care what his sexual persuasion is, from being the mayor of a 100,000-person city to running the entire country. I don't see that as likely. We'll keep an eye on it, but that's an interesting poll, isn't it? 14 after on a Friday. So glad you're here.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.